This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services finalized a rule setting new minimum staffing requirements for nursing homes. Once the rule is fully phased in, nursing homes that get federal funding from Medicaid and Medicare will have to have enough nurses and nursing assistants on hand to be able to give at least 3.5 hours of care to each resident every day. They'll also be required to have a registered nurse on call at all times. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Until now, the only staffing rule for nursing homes has been that they have sufficient staff, without specifying what that means.
This is the biggest reform in nursing home policy in decades.
David Grabowski at Harvard Medical School says many nursing homes have been understaffed for years, but especially since the pandemic.
We've seen some really gross examples of this where facilities with low staffing have put resident lives in danger. This is going to, for the first time, set up a floor that nursing homes can't staff below.
That's the aim anyway. And Priya Chidambaram at the health policy nonprofit KFF says it's important.
Adequate staffing in nursing homes is proven to be one of the measures that's most strongly associated with higher quality of care.
But she says a recent KFF study found only about 19% of nursing homes currently meet all the new requirements. And many say it's going to be hard to comply.
We have no dispute with the goal of quality. We fully embrace that.
Katie Smith Sloan runs Leading Age, an association of nonprofit nursing homes and other aging services.
But we believe that a mandate like this should be preceded by a government-supported effort to attract, incentivize, and train registered nurses and aides, because we currently have a severe shortage.
Federal and state support will be key to addressing that shortage, says Jasmine Travers at NYU's College of Nursing.
It's one thing to implement the minimum staffing standards, but really being able to recruit the people in these positions and not let it be an unfunded mandate, that's going to be important.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says it plans to put $75 million toward recruiting and incentivizing nurses to work in nursing homes. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.